Think a minute. When she was born in 1874 in the European nation of Hungary, Kinsam definitely did not look like a champion racehorse. She so lacked the strong features of a winner that her owner immediately sold her. Kinsam was the new owner's least valuable horse, so he put her in the smallest, darkest stall at the end of the stable. A few nights later, a small gang of gypsies stole Kinsam, but the thieves were caught and the horse returned to her owner, who asked the gypsy leader why, of all the 59 beautiful horses, they had chosen to steal Kinsam. The gypsy chief answered, "Horses, like people, do not have to be handsome to be great." Interestingly, Kinsam's name means my fortune. Yet her size and features were not right for a racehorse, especially her skinny, weak hind legs. But in June of 1876, as a 2-year-old, she ran her first race and won. No one was more surprised than her owner. 2 weeks later, she raced and won again. Strangely, Kinsam started every race in last place. In those days, they didn't have gates, and she always stood lazily behind the starting line and did not begin running until after the other horses had. Then she would take off, catch them, and soon pass them all to win. Finally, Kinsam was entered to run against the winner of the German Derby, Europe's biggest horse race. 10,000 people watched in wonder as this ugly, skinny mare beat bigger, stronger stallions. There had never been a champion like this before, nor since. Kinsam won every race she ran as a 2-year-old, and then as a 3-year-old. In fact, to our knowledge, no racehorse in history has ever equaled Kinsam's lifetime record. In 54 major races, she won every single race. This unwanted skinny mare became the queen of the sport of kings. One of the ugliest horses ever born became the greatest horse that ever lived. Maybe you've felt rejected or looked down on, but the one who created you loves you just the way you are and doesn't want you to look like or be like anyone else, since he designed you with your own special personality and abilities. And right now, if you ask him to take charge of your heart, Jesus will help you fully become that one-of-a-kind man or woman he made you to be. Just think a minute. If you'd like to know more, write to us on the internet at thinkaminute.com and join us next time we stop and think a minute. Think a Minute is brought to you by the Assemblies of God.